truly love.
Now just feel that love. Take a deep breath in. Together, we're here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. And you are so full of all the wisdom.
We long to show you all the joy you're worthy of.
And you are so worthy. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. Now just feel the music. Give yourself a round of applause this morning. So we're talking about going deeper. We got Daniel Amat, congregational hymn. It's "When I Pray, I Feel My Love Go Deeper."
I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart.
Of God. There you go.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Spiritual Enrichment Center. I'm Reverend Glenda Davis, and I would like to welcome you here. We are very happy that you're here together with us today. There are a few new faces today. Louine, would you like to introduce Tom and Linda for us?
Sure. This is my cousin Tom and his wife Linda, and they came to surprise me this week, and I wasn't expecting them.
They're from New Hampshire, so they got out of that cold weather. We're happy you're here.
We're running from the
school. Right. Well, you ran to the right place. We're glad you're here. Okay, and let's see. Becky, you have a guest today. Would you like to?
This is my son, Andrew.
Great. Hi. Welcome, Andrew. Andrew's now living with Becky. So that's nice. Nice to have some of you who haven't been for a little while. Martha, of course, we're always happy to have you with us. So a couple of community announcements. One, we want to congratulate Genevieve on her tenure and promotion at Troy. Dr. Brooks is now an assistant or associate?
Associate
professor at Troy in the sociology department. So we're very...
Sociology
department. Right, so we're very happy to have her here, part of our group. And I also want to tell you all that Siobhan Flowers, whom lots of you know, is in the medical center. She's the tall lady, all beautifully, elegantly dressed and coiffured. She's in the medical center. She is having some medical tests and treatment done, and she's in room 389. So Desi and I have been to see her, and she loves the center and is a huge, she's really connected with her heart. So if you're able to go and visit her, I know she would really appreciate our support during this time of her healing. 389 at the medical center. So thank you all. And Marvin has more announcements for us.
Okay. Want to have a special note of thanks to Desi and our musical team, Kevin, Jim, and Dee, better known to me, at least, as the Nairobi Trio. If you ever want to look that up on Google, you'll get a good laugh. From back the old days of TV. Our platform assistant is Sam. Our readers are John and Steve. So we're looking forward to that. CDs of today's service are available for $5. Anytime I'm not operating the board, we'll get a good recording on the, and so that's available for $5. Or you can go online and download the service at sccdothan.org. Glenda is constantly hearing from people who are wanting backup information from, that's the only way they're being exposed to us, and that's fine. Thanks to all the people who prepared food and served at the Dothan Rescue Mission. Would you all please stand and be recognized?
Thank you.
Okay. Had a lot of good food, a lot of fun. And if you might want to try that sometime. And you don't even have to cook. You could just show up and help us serve. There will be a board meeting after the service today. Everyone is welcome, unless they throw you out because of some proprietary information like I was last time. So, but that's okay. They all have good hearts. We will be accepting new members on Easter Sunday, March 27th. As sort of an aside, sometime between now and then, I will give you my metaphysical interpretation of the Easter story. So if you've been thinking about membership, pick up an application. It's on the free shelf right around the corner, and fill it out. We will have a question and answer session after the service on Sunday, March the 13th. Glenda will be glad to provide you with any information that you desire, either geopolitical or astrophysical, or the origin of black holes. She's got it all. So, Our Wednesday evening CSL meeting will be led by Sharon Taylor this week. In the absence of our fearless leader, she's going to Salt Lake City to convert some Mormons, I think it is. I'm not sure what it is.
But I'll be back next time.
She'll be back, unless she gets converted in the process. So. This Saturday is a very special event from 9 to 12 is our suicide prevention gatekeeper training here at the SCC. The training is free, but registration is required as we are limited to 30 participants. At this time, we will have some open spots. Please see Rose, and that's Rose back there in the blue blouse, after the service if you'd like to register. Anything else you want to say about that, Rose?
Certainly like to have everybody who has an interest in knowing how to talk with or work more effectively with someone who might be suicidal.
This is sort of a primer training. It's not exactly designed to be a suicide operator or anything like that. It's just if you
recognizing it within your own community.
If you meet someone or know someone personally who is depressed, it'll give you an idea of how to talk to them without making it worse. Okay. Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay. That's it.
Yay!
Actually, there is something that he missed, but I wanted to say it. Wednesday night, we got locked into the little building, the door handle broke. And so some of us were in and some of us were out, and we had to use a different door. But I wanted to tell you that Marvin came over the next morning very early trying to get it done before the yoga class. I don't think that was quite accomplished, but he put a $6 part in there and worked 3 hours to get it in. So it now works perfectly. So thank you very much for doing that. Also, I want to recognize Steve Azoon, who has just recently gone off of our board. Steve was our go-to person and still will be whenever we have something that needs to be fixed. So, Steve, we would like to present this to you as our thank you to you for your service. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and now we'll do our affirmations. They're going to be printed on the screen, and they're also on your yellow insert, which we invite you to take home with you to use at home. So starting with the Christ level of consciousness together.
The Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the spiritual enrichment center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. I now face living free of fear and filled with joy. Everything I touch is quickened into a newness of life and action. I know how to meet every situation with a calm trust and know that divine intelligence is guiding me. Running through me is the silent power of spiritual wisdom and love, harmoniously governing my thoughts and actions. The same intelligence that guides the earth around the sun is now acting as the law of good in my personal experience, and so it is.
And I want to tell you all that the Christ level of consciousness, that Christ level consciousness affirmation, was one that Martha and I constructed together when she was our board president a few years back. So see, Martha, it lives on. Thank you.
Our inspirational readings will be read today by Steve reading from the Daily Word and John reading from Science of Mind.
Today's word is imagination. The power of imagination is the power to create change in my world. The power of imagination allows me to see beyond appearances. As I tune in to divine mind through daily prayer, I open myself to ideas. They may come in visions, dreams, or gentle whispers within. As they arrive, I perceive the world and my life in their true perfection. Through the power of imagination, I envision peace and harmony among individuals and nations. I affirm prosperity and abundance in all homes and hearts. Divine mind shows me the way. I take action to manifest my dreams. I invite the universe to surprise me with possibilities. Inspired by spirit, I am free to be creative. I make the best use of my time and resources. And the scripture reading is Psalms 85, verse 8. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts.
The breath of life. How should you love God? Love God as a miser loves money, as the drowning man yearns for breath, as the desert wanderer craves water. Love God with the first love of true lovers. Treat is to know that love is stronger than any other force in the universe, and that steadily and rhythmically the life of God is pulsing through your body. Science of Mind, page 249. I was sitting in meditation one day when this question came to me. What breathes me? What came to me was this. Love breathes me. Why, I asked. So that love can experience life through me. It is love that is the center of all of life. Surrender to love. Love makes everything all right, even in those times it doesn't feel like it. Today, in your meditation, bring your awareness to the feeling of love. Allow this feeling to rise up within you. You may ask how to do this. One simple way is to think about something or someone that creates a feeling of love within yourself. Once that feeling comes, stay with it. Allow it to permeate your entire being. Meditate on love. Be love. This may not be easy to do all the time because we come across situations that test us. But it is during these times that we are called to love more. This does not mean that we become pushovers. It does mean, however, that we stand boldly on the foundation of unconditional love. And if that means saying no to that which does not serve us, so be it. Step into the loving intelligence that breathes your breath. Know that love is stronger than any other force in the universe, and it is showing up as you. Affirmation: I surrender to love of God that is me.
Next, we'll have the song Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and in your bulletin.
Surely the presence of divine love, divine intelligence, divine presence is with us right here, right now, and always. And we are so grateful to have this opportunity to come together and remember that divine loving presence that is within and all around us at all times. And as we immerse ourselves into that presence, into that love, we become the instrument of its expression in all of our relationships and all of our activities. I am so grateful that we have this opportunity here at the Spiritual Enrichment Center to recognize that. I'm grateful. Let us now just go within and feel that presence deep within us as we sit in silence together. Yes, surely the presence of God is in this place. This place deep within us, in this place all around us, expanding out into the depths of the universe, the expansion of the universe. God is everywhere present. I know this is true, and we honor and salute all those who are also recognizing this, whether they are celebrating in temples or cathedrals, mosques, sanctuaries, synagogues, Native American altars, out in nature someplace, home altars, wherever people are, to recognize that divine and perfect presence of love. We salute and honor them. Thank you, Divine Spirit. And now let's look at the left side of our bulletin or on the screen and say together our opening prayer. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent.
I
our message this morning is titled Rising Up, Going Deep.